Welcome to week 5 of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. This week's reflection from Ann Kearse, Black Hawk's care coordinator, will focus on the practice of almsgiving, or giving to the poor.
I think that most of us can agree that giving to the poor just seems like the right thing to do. A hungry child should be given food. Perhaps you're like me. I don't need to be convinced that giving to the poor is a, quote, good thing to do. But I did need to be convinced that giving to the poor is an essential part of my faith walk. A while back, my husband and I experienced a period of significant financial hardship. Trips to the grocery store were replaced with trips to the food pantry, and trips to Target were replaced with trips to the free store. God provided us many loving family members and friends who gave us support during that long season. But today, I'd like to share a story of one woman who gave generously to our family and helped change the way that I view the spiritual practice of giving to the poor. One Saturday morning, my husband and I, along with our young children, headed downtown to an organization that provides free diapers to families in need. At the time, our 2-year-old had been potty trained, but our 1-year-old was still in diapers, and unfortunately, our stack of diapers was nearly as low as our bank account. It was my first time at this organization, and frankly, I was embarrassed. When I entered, I immediately recognized the volunteer as a woman who I had seen at Black Hawk, and I was nervous because I anticipated that she would want to put me through a line of questioning to see whether or not I would qualify for free diapers. I was relieved when all she asked for me was my name and my need. I told her diapers, size 4, and she handed me a stack of 12 diapers bound with a rubber band, all that she had left in size 4. She recognized that this would only be enough to get me through a couple of days and asked for my phone number to call if she came across more. I gave her my phone number and headed out to the car where my family was waiting. I remember looking down at the 12 diapers. I felt grateful for this gift, but also feared what would I do when these 12 diapers had been used. When I got in the car, I showed my husband the stack of diapers, and he tried to encourage me by saying, "Well, we have enough for today and for tomorrow." I said nothing. In that moment, for me, the glass was half empty. The next afternoon, I was shocked to receive a call from the woman from Black Hawk who I had met the day before. She told me that she was able to make some returns at Walmart and had gotten a few more size 4 diapers. She shared that she wanted to drop them off at my house on her way to work. I told her that we weren't home, and she suggested that she would leave them by the front door. I was so thankful and relieved to receive her call. I thought, great, a few more diapers to last a few more days. But when our family pulled up into the driveway that evening and our headlights lit up the front door, I was overcome with joy and thanksgiving. On our front step, there were 4 enormous cases of diapers, so big that each had handles. That was far more than I would have ever asked for. I will not forget that night in the driveway, crying and praising God for His provision. To be loved and provided for by this woman from within my own church community with such a large gift was absolutely overwhelming. The early church practiced giving to the poor in radical ways, selling property and possessions to meet the needs of the poor among them. And the church grew during this time. This growth makes sense to me because having our family's needs met by our church offered a new way to experience the gospel and transformed my heart. I experienced Christ's love for me through this woman's giving. You see, her generosity taught me that our actions and giving to others flows naturally from our relationship with Christ. And our lives, if lived in devotion to the practice of giving, demonstrate the gospel to others. Our giving becomes a witness of our faith in God, and those that we give to have an opportunity to see our faith lived out loud. At the end of the day, in my driveway, it wasn't about diapers. It was a sweet reminder of God's abundant love for me, His provision, and the loving care I received from His faithful follower. The diapers she provided lasted until my littlest was potty trained with a handful left over. And when I walked into Black Hawk to donate back that handful of unused diapers, they looked strangely similar to the initial 12 I had been given. So now we'll take a couple of minutes to reflect on several questions about giving to the poor. I'll share each question, and you can pause to reflect and respond to each one in prayer. What is your experience with giving to the poor? Is it something that you considered an integral part of your faith journey? This week, what are a few ways that you can engage in the practice of giving to the poor?
Thanks for joining us for week 5 of the Black Hawk Lent Series podcast. Listen in next week as Daniel Owen, lead pastor of Black Hawk Fitchburg, reflects on the practice of engaging with the Bible.